This is WABF, and it's time now for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop.
Swap Shop time.
Your free personal advertising show is live and in color on the radio and online. Brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
Fairhope Hemp CD, CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Fairhope Living, and At Your Door Pet Sitter.
928-9228 is the number to call. When we get you on the line, you can talk about anything you want, but please no guns, ammo, prescriptions, or businesses, and let's keep it to rescue animals only. Aside from that, pretty much anything goes. Stay on the line to make sure we get your information accurately as well, because it's Wednesday,
hump day,
downhill slide to the weekend.
Yay, good job.
This is my dear friend and listener, Huntley, with the Hair Gallery and Permanent Makeup Salon.
Hey, Fairhope, how are you doing? Oh, everywhere. I forget. It's everywhere now. You can listen from anywhere.
You know, it kind of made us nervous at first because I would think, hey, it's AM radio. You know, it's not rocket science. And then when we went online several years ago, it's like, holy cow, they can listen to us all over the world. I'm nervous now.
I know. I hear people call in from all over the places. It's exciting.
So, Huntley, you have the Hair Gallery.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then you said there's an adjustment. No more permanent makeup.
No more permanent makeup, okay. Unfortunately. COVID kind of killed that off.
Right, right. Well, yep. And now you have two more stylists, and
yes,
you're busy
I've got
all the
Michelle
time.
Michelle Gambino and Debbie Cobb, and then also have B. Evans at work just on Mondays.
Okay. We're going to chat throughout the program, and as usual, please don't feel like you're interrupting us. I have guest host in this week as Mark is on vacation, and it just makes it a little more fun to fill the time and chew the fat while we're waiting on the phone to ring. So where is your hair salon, and tell us a little bit about it?
Well, the Hair Gallery is on Section Street. It's at 409 North Section Street. We are right next door to Bay Music, which everyone knows Kim Jones at Bay Music.
Yes.
And it
love
is
her.
Yes, and we are open, you know, pretty much Monday through Saturday, and we do all kinds of services for hair, for kids, for families, maybe even dogs. We're kind of getting there. I'm just kidding.
But I see often young men
lots
as
of
well
it, yes.
As ladies and hair coloring and
we
the
take,
whole shooting
we take
shebang.
Everybody. Anybody that needs their hair done, we are there, and we do all the services.
Well, y'all are so nice, and a shout out to Michelle Gambino. Yeah. Who is helping me with the transition. You know, I had early naturally gray hair.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you. Well, I suffered a momentary lapse of vanity and colored it. And you know what happens then? It
yep.
takes forever to, if you don't want to continue coloring, it's a lot of work. So she's helping me through that transition process.
That's perfect, yep. She's so great. She does a good job.
You all do. You all do, so.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. So you've had the most exciting time.
Oh,
I've been reminiscing through you, because didn't you just take your son to college?
Yes, ma'am. He moved up to Auburn, War Eagle.
Tell us about that.
We took him up to Auburn on the 8th of August, and this is his first year there, and he's got three roommates, and he's doing really well with them. Apparently, that's good. He's having a great time, so that's... That makes a mama at home feel better.
Because, yeah.
You know, it's really a big transition when it's, first of all, your only child. And he's just, you know, he's living the dream. He's having a great time.
Absolutely. It's such a bittersweet moment when you
yes.
drop your babies to college. And then, you know, girls tend to communicate with mom every single day. Not so much boys.
Not so much. But he's actually been really good about it, because I pretty much threatened him. So I'm like, I better hear your voice or a text message from you at least once a day. But pretty much every night I just send him a good night, and he'll say good night, mama. So we're
Aww.
Trying to keep it. I'm not trying to be all in his business, but I am his mother.
There you go. That's right.
It's a tough one. There's so many people tell you, leave them alone, let them do their thing. Well, why? I mean, I call him every day when I leave home from work. Why is this different?
That's
so.
Cute. That's cute. Oh, we can talk more about college, but first, my friend Francis came in this morning and brought me, hang on, one of the band cards that you can
oh,
buy
yeah,
for $10, and there's all these discounts
oh,
on
gosh,
it.
I hand it to you. I love
and,
that card.
And she was out walking down at the Pier Park and said there was a Jubilee.
Oh, wow.
So, that
Jubilee
was,
in Fairhope.
She dropped in about 30, 40 minutes ago, and it was, she said then it was still happening. So if you're in the area, and she said at the Fairhope Pier Park.
Oh, wow, that is so cool. So many people are dying to see them.
And crabs. And
okay, look, I'll be back.
I know, right? I know, I wanted to put this thing on automation and go check it out.
Go get our cast net.
But I'd love for a report if any of you are down there and see what's going on.
Yes.
Call and give us a report.
Those band cards are amazing, too. They're such a good discounted card, and they really help a lot with the band and... Well, yeah. Help me, because they have the Subway thing on there. Buy one sub, get one free.
They have updated in today's world. Instead of buy one, get one free, buy two footlongs for $13.99.
That's still a better deal.
Yeah, much better.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Well, that's kind of like buy one, get one free, really.
A lot of them are 10% off, and there's a variety of businesses that have participated. 10% off, it's like getting tax-free, you know?
Yep.
$10, and it benefits the Fairhope High School Band. I used to sell these back when my stepson Jeremy was in the band. And so if you'd like one of those, contact the high school or band member, or I can set you. I should have gotten her phone number there, so that I could have posted that for folks that want to buy one. So the college experience, and you are a huge Auburn fan.
Yes,
anyway,
ma'am.
Correct?
Very much so.
And you told me that y'all are actually getting a camper ready for tailgating.
About 4 years ago, I had a friend that told me about the university RV station up in Auburn where you can take your camper and leave it plugged in so you don't have to tow it every time. And ever since then, I've been planning. If Roger goes to Auburn, we're going to take our RV up there. The one thing I didn't think about was when I decided to bring the RV back home and renovate it. That has been such work. It is a lot of work, but it's almost done. We're taking it up this weekend, but it's really cute. We made it real Auburn-y, painted it white with navy blue and orange, and we're trying to get into the tailgate mode.
Oh, we had so much fun. As most of you know, my son Robert played football for Auburn, and my dad had an older motorhome that he was going to sell.
Wow.
And I was like, Daddy, please don't sell that. Let us use it.
Perfect.
But I didn't know about this permanent hookup situation. We kept it at the state park, at Cheehaw, I guess, or whatever the state park is. And then Jeremy would pick it up and go park it because he lived there. And the tailgate area that we used to be in now has buildings being built. So tell us about where you're going.
Well, this is about probably 2 miles away from campus, but you're able to take your RV, set it up, leave it plugged in. So basically you come up every weekend, unlock the door, and go to town. You don't have to do the towing, the setting, all that stuff, because I could not do that myself, and I don't think my husband's going to be able to go up.
Right.
As often as I would like to. Not that my son's excited about that, but he told everybody, they're like, what are you going to do when you move away from your mom? He's like, she's moving to Auburn with me. So anyway, I hope that I'm not going to plan to be there all the time, but it just makes it easier.
Well,
so it's nice, and they have like every Friday night of the home games, they have a live band, they have food trucks, they have pancake breakfast
at
on Saturday morning.
Yes. Oh, how cool is that?
I mean, it's a lot of people there. It is like the largest little tailgate place, and they offer shuttle service to and from the game. That's included in your package. So
that's really nice.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Tell you what, if your hubby can't go some weekend,
come on,
you need
girl.
Somebody to go.
Yes.
I'll go with you.
All right, perfect.
I miss those days.
It's fun. I mean, I don't know that I'm going to be going to every single game or anything, but just to be able to go up and once a month or every other weekend or maybe.
Right. If I read the schedule right, or I saw an article, something like their first five games are home games?
Yes, they are.
Isn't that odd?
It's real. I actually said the same thing. It is odd.
You know, it's hard for fans to be able to go back every single game.
But they're not the best games. Now, Penn State should be a really good game. But the other ones are like San Jose State, Mercer. So, you know, they might be a little bit better for people to miss those games because they won't mind. But there are people that will go up every single weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be up there every single weekend, but I certainly will try.
We will, because my son played, we made every home game.
Absolutely.
And as many away as possible, depending on where they were and et cetera. But, yeah, those were some great times.
Yes.
And you're going to have some great times.
I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great... You know, I just love going to watch any Auburn games. I mean, I've been up tailgating many a times with my brother, And
yeah, Greg's a bit. I've seen him before at tailgate.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah. He said, look, they would set up. He and his wife, and they had a couple, another couple they'd always go with. They would set up the best tailgates, and I would watch them. And it would take, you know, a couple hours to get everything set up, and they'd get there at the crack of dawn, and then they'd have to pack everything up after the game. And it was fun, but I thought, I don't want to do all that work.
Right.
It was awesome, but that's how I came up with the RV idea. I don't want to have to pack up everything.
Mm-hmm.
I can just close the door.
That's very nice. Well, very good. All right, so if you're just tuning in, this voice is my guest hostess with the mostest, Huntley Huckle, owner of Hair Gallery. So what's going on in the world of hair? Are there any trends, or do you just kind of do an individualistic thing?
I think a lot of people are really trying to keep it easy. They don't want to do a whole lot of work anymore, especially with all this rain.
Right.
What are you supposed to do with all? They've got a lot of people asking about frizzy hair. What can I do? And it's hard in this rain. I mean, there are treatments that we can do that can take the frizz down and make it a lot easier, especially when you blow dry your hair, it'll stay that way. But the trends right now, I think, like a lot of the boys that used to have that Fairhope flip, they're cutting it off. I did a whole bunch of mullets last year for baseball teams.
Mullets.
And football teams. Oh, yeah, that was really? Mullets coming. They're trying to bring the mullet back, which I...
That's funny.
I'm not a fan of, but hey, I did it. I cut all of St. Michael Cardinals, the baseball team. I did all the boys' haircuts, did them mullets for their state playoffs. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And but that mostly just the easy stuff. People that don't want to work, they don't have to do a lot of work with their hair. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything changes constantly.
Y'all hear me sometimes talk about every Friday, my Aunt Betty gets her hair washed and styled. And I go meet her at your hair gallery and pick her up, and we go to lunch, and it's just a pleasant place. And y'all are great, very friendly and
thank
fun
you.
And reasonably
we love
priced,
Betty too.
Isn't she a sweetie?
Look, our Fridays are so fun because we have several people that all come in on Fridays, and they sit together and talk, and then they're worried. Where did she go? Where's Miss Pat? Where's Miss Phoebe? And it's so funny. We're like, okay, well, she's sick. And they're like, oh, my goodness.
What's wrong?
And they've all discussed they're going to get together and go to lunch one day.
They should.
I know. I think it's cute. I think they're fun. They're so... I love the clients we have. Honestly, they're just really good people and caring and funny. A lot of fun. So it's good times.
And y'all are just so sweet to them, too.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. I try to veer away from negative stuff on this show, but I just want to address one thing, which I do occasionally, and that's the sewer spills.
Yes.
A friend of mine sent me a picture of himself and his dog playing in the bay yesterday, and I'm like, get out of the water. Go home,
oh, no.
Shower, bathe the dog, and be prepared for an upset stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of all of the rain.
Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable.
Pritchard Waterworks alone, and you might be saying, well, what does Pritchard have to do with us in Fairhope? Honey, it all goes
to the same place.
It all ultimately arrives in the bay, and there has been about 400,000 gallons reported the 21st, through yesterday morning,
oh,
and then late yesterday afternoon, I got another 163,000, 206,000, 36,000. We are talking major, major, major problems. I don't understand how I need to do like an investigative report,
because
there's so much wrong with the Pritchard Waterworks and Sewer Board, and how they're continuing to get away with this is just mind-blowing.
I would presume
Mobile Bay Keepers is on this.
My question is, why do they keep... I mean, I know it's the rain that makes them overflow, but is it awesome also because they don't have the proper facilities?
It has to be.
I mean, because we get it here sometimes too, but I know they're working on it like crazy to fix it.
Well, now, Fairhope, you know, I've reported on these for many, many years. And over the years, as Fairhope has been spending so much money on the infrastructure improvements, I report fewer and fewer and fewer.
Yes,
in fact, it's
I've noticed
now
that.
It's uncommon instead of being common. Last week, however, Wednesday, when we had 6 inches of rain in six hours, That's a record breaker. That's just
you can't do anything. Yeah. I mean, there's no,
we did have between 200,000 and 300,000 gallons. Mm. None of it directly into the bay, but it could eventually arrive there, and it was not treated but diluted storm water.
Gotcha.
Infiltrating into the sewer lines, which is often the case. Even with Pritchard, that's usually the case. The water is overloading their system. And then the mayor told me, and this is all online if you want to go pull it up and listen to it on our website. She said they suspect because of a couple of the spills, there's usually not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some construction or contractors. So, they're going to be smoking lines, sewer lines.
Oh.
Then you can see where the leak is.
Oh, perfect. That's cool.
You put smoke in. You blow smoke in there. They're going to smoke some of the lines where a couple of the spills were because they're thinking there could be a problem that way.
Well, that's awesome.
So they
blow smoke up it.
Yeah, they are on completely on top of it. And, you know, this big Church Street infrastructure project is addressing a lot of this, and so is up Fairhope Avenue, the new sewer main that they're putting in.
Yeah, they keep closing that one spot and open it and close it and open it. And, I mean, it gets frustrating trying to get around it, but I know what they're trying to do, so you make yourself go, okay, it's all right.
Right. So just keep that in mind. I was scrolling to find... Do you get the City of Fairhope e-newsletter?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. I figured you would. You like to keep up to date.
Well, here's the thing. I keep up to date by listening to you and listening to the Swap Shop.
Oh, yeah?
But there are some days I can't listen to the Swap Shop, so... I was wondering, would you guys be able to put that online like you do your interviews?
You know, that's a
record it.
That's a very good idea, and I will have to refer to Mark on that.
Can we just call him on the cruise?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But now I did put, you know, I'm having guest host every week.
Mm-hmm.
Recording this show, I put John MacArthur with Fairhope Hemp. And what I had to do, because it's an hour, it's such a long, big file of data, I cut it into two parts.
Okay.
And if our website can accommodate that much data all the time, in addition to my interviews, we should do that.
Perfect.
Because I've often it's like a podcast is what it
is. Yes, it really is.
Is exactly what we're talking about. And thank you for the suggestion. We've thought about that. Swap Shop. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I got something a little different I'm gonna put on this morning.
All right, Dave.
I have got a magnifier, and it looks like a computer screen or a TV screen. And what you do, you put what it has a light on it, and you put whatever you want to read under the light, and it magnifies it as big as you need it. I'm asking $40 for that. You have to see it to appreciate it. I still got the Bear Family record, the CD set, I like to know. I got Tommy Collins Blender. I've got Gene Shepherd, Brent's Valley Girl. I've got Jimmy Martin, Sunny Mountain Boy. I'm asking $50 each of those, or $100 for all three. Plus, I've got the stereo system, the Sony receiver, 100 watt, and I got the Bose 251 outdoor speakers. I'm asking $500 for that. And the speakers do have stands to come with them. I made, and I've got a stand I'm going to finish up, and it goes with all of that for $500.
What were the Bose, what speakers, what was that number?
251, the outdoor speakers, big white ones.
Yeah, very nice. So you want to sell the receiver and the speakers all together for, did you say 500?
$500, and I made stands home because I was using them in the house, but you can hang them on the wall if you don't want the stands. And if somebody wants it, I will furnish a little table for it.
Okay.
For $500 for all of it.
Okay. Anything else? You got any more handmade canes?
They're spoken for.
Your demand has overreached your supply. Okay.
You got it.
All right, Dave, we got you. 391-3146.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we have a magnifier with light for visually impaired for the visually impaired for $40. We have the Bayer Family CD sets for $50 each or $100 all three. We have a Sony 100-watt receiver, a Bose 251 outdoor speakers for $500 together. And that number is 251-391-3146.
Very good. Thank you, Huntley.
It's funny. My mother-in-law was just asking for one of those because she's recently moved here and she's got macular degeneration. So I may be calling him
for
that.
Yes, that's they're good for, it's called, what is it, reduced vision or macular degeneration. We need to take a quick break. Our lines are open at 928-9228, and we'll be right back.
I am John Lake, a former councilman and resident of Daphne. On Tuesday, August 30th, you have an important chance to exercise your right to vote no for higher property taxes of 3 mils for you and your family if you live in Daphne. Are your children benefiting from the last tax increase that we are still paying for on our groceries and every purchase we make? The Baldwin County School System has received almost $500 million. That equals $18,000 per student per year. The solution for better schools is that our school system utilize the money that we are already receiving more effectively. On Tuesday, August 30th, you have an opportunity to send a message. Money does not equal better education. In these hard economic times when our budgets are under stress, with inflation being excessively high, you have the opportunity to vote no on higher taxes. I know how I stand. I will be voting no. If you live in the Daphne High School feeder pattern, vote no.
Paid for by the Common Sense Campaign, P.O. Box 211, Fairhope, Alabama.
Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is honored to have been named the Eastern Shore Chamber's 2021 Small Business of the Year, as well as the Best of Baldwin by a vote of the public. Our goal is to help you and your loved ones share cherished memories and comfort each other during your time of loss. We will assist you with creating a highly personalized funeral or memorial service that reflects the life of your loved one. Benji and Donna Hughes and their staff are here to support you and make the process one of love, healing, and celebration. One of the best ways to make sure that all your questions and desires are taken care of is to make pre-arrangements. For more information, call us today at 621-5890 or log on to HughesFuneralHome.org. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Pollard Road in Daphne.
This is WABF 928-9228 is our number. Shark is going to be my guest host tomorrow. You know Shark.
Yes, everybody knows Shark.
Right. He is, his real name is David Frelick. He played Larry Wharton on, which one was it? The soap opera?
The Young and the Restless.
Yeah. He's back in town permanently, and he's be our guest host tomorrow. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning. I'm looking for a good used car at a great price, and my number is 251-414-6451.
Okay, do you want to give a price range that you're looking?
I want to give a price range maybe somewhere around maybe $2,500 or less.
Okay.
Depending on the car, it may be a penny or two more, but somewhere around there or less.
Okay.
And I'll give a second phone number. It's 251-928-6136.
Do you want to
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, would you want a car that you might would have to put a little bit of work into or no?
Not too much. Something that's good, dependable. Maybe, you know, somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of miles on it and not worn out. Just a pretty good, decent car that I can kind of get back and forth in.
Okay. All right, Lisa. And those numbers are 414-6451 or 928-6136.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Thank you.
Have a good day, Miss Lori.
Thank you. You too, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, she is looking for a good, used, dependable car, around $2,500 or so. Her number is 251-414-6451 or 251-928-6136. And her name is Lisa.
Very good. Now, didn't you say your sister
has
something to put on?
Yes, I have a couple things to sell. We have a vintage bamboo shelf unit. It has three shelves. It's 8 feet by 4.5 feet wide for $45.